Hey, what's up? Hello. Welcome to Sounds Fake But Okay, a podcast where an arrow ace girl. I'm Sarah, that's me.
And a bi demisexual girl, that's me, Kayla.
Talk about all things to do with love, relationships, sexuality, and pretty much anything else we just don't understand.
On today's episode, what's in and what's out?
Sounds fake, but okay. Welcome back to the pod.
I was gonna make the what the episode is about, just innies and outies, but innies I was afraid to lose people within the first 30 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we're good at that, though. I'm sure we can lose people like that.
I'm sure we can. Because this was an idea from my roommates, and they were like, but if you do this, you have to refer to it as innies and outies.
Mm-hmm.
Because we refer to a lot of things in our house as uppies and downies.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Very adult household that I live in. Anyway, how are you? Oh, Sarah's curling a weight.
A couple weeks ago, I bought this 3-pound weight at Target.
Just for one?
Wrist. It's for my wrist.
Now because one wrist is going to be stronger than
no,
the other.
No, this wrist is already weaker.
Oh, it's my your fucked body. Up wrist.
And so I got wrist. It. Because I used to use my ankle weights for this, but they were weird to hold. And so I got this so that if I'm ever just sitting here,
mm-hmm.
I can just strengthen my wrist.
Well, you look really swole in your bear onesie, curling your 3-pound weight.
I am wearing a bear onesie.
It's, yeah.
Buy our book.
I would also like to make an announcement. Recently, our friend Aaron has been transcribing some of the backlog for us.
Mm-hmm.
So shouts out to them. And they've been sending us screenshots of part of transcripts. And you guys, yeah. We used to be funny. I don't know that we're funny anymore. I feel like I'm too close to it. But they were sending us some screenshots. And I was like, this is actually the funniest thing I've ever read.
I would say that's a little too far, but I mean, yeah.
Anyway, this has just been an announcement that, did you know we were funny once?
Yeah. And if you want to financially support us becoming more funny in the future, you can buy our book. You know, I got a really nice DM on Instagram today from my old neighbor.
Oh.
Who we used to play with all the time as kids. And her parents moved out of the house a couple years ago, so her parents don't even live near my parents anymore. But she texted me and she was like, I read your book, I thought it was really good, your podcast is great, I hope you're doing well. And I was like, oh my god, I don't know if she still I don't know if she listens to the podcast. If you do, hi, nice.
Hello. Do you remember Nick from college who looks like he has a peanut allergy but doesn't?
Now, if you had left it at Nick from college, I would have no idea who you're talking about. And when you say he looks like he has a peanut allergy but doesn't, I can't picture a face, but I do know who you're there's a vibe, and you've captured it.
Yeah, he was not in Quidditch, he was in Nerds with us.
Yes.
Anyway.
Was he a twink?
You can't say that.
Was he a twink?
I don't...
For my own personal...
I think you're thinking of someone else.
Okay.
Anyway...
Oh! Yes.
Yeah.
Less twink, more otter, but maybe straight.
He was a nurse, a nursing student.
Yeah. Okay, we're on the same page.
I don't even know that he's queer. I think he might be straight. Well,
that's why I said, less twink, more otter, but probably maybe straight.
I really hope he's listening. Anyway, he Snapchatted me the other day. Well, he Snapchatted me when he got the book and was like, oh, I'm so excited. And then he messaged me the other day saying he finished it and that it was very good and that he misses us. So
I'm sorry I forgot him.
I don't know if I want him to hear this or not.
If it makes you feel any better, I don't know who I am, you know?
That's true. I mean, I think I knew him much better than you did.
I think you did, so too. Didn't you get to know him a lot better when I was in Germany?
Yes. Yeah.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of Germany.
Oh?
Me and our friend Miranda, who has been on this podcast before, recently passed our 6-year
this has nothing Snapchat to do with streak
anniversary. It does because it started when I was in Germany. I checked what date it was recently.
I see that. That's a long.
I googled what was 2,913 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
No, 2009 through. Well, it doesn't matter.
It's that's a years. Long time.
Yeah, like I could live without like social media for a day. I would feel horrible, but I could do it. But the thing I would be most worried about is specifically that Snapchat stream.
Have you ever cheated? Have you ever done the thing where you email Snapchat and you're like, I think we did glitched. Once. Yeah,
I think we did once. But it was several years ago. Anyway, Kayla, what are we talking about this week?
This week, listen, it's spring now. It's
spring
the
has sprung.
Season. We're
or it's fall. I guess you would call it autumn in the places where it is that.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Anyway, it's a new season now, wherever you are, I'm assuming.
Season two.
And listen, with the trends are changing, and we gotta stay up to date with that. We gotta spring clean the old out and bring in the new. So we're here to report to you the news of in this season of our lives, what is in and what is out. Because Sarah and I are trend experts. Sarah's making quite the face at me.
Sorry, I don't know. Your voice sounds a lot louder than usual. And the thing with doing this through Zoom is I cannot adjust the loudness of your voice. So here's what I'm going to do.
Oh, she's going to put she's going to put her headphones over her. You look great.
My bear hood. Headphones over
can
the bear
you hear
head.
At all?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. The only thing I'm concerned about is that there might be more spillage to my mic, but
well, what was
you were
it
just you were weirdly loud and I did not.
Sorry about it.
I could
out being loud.
In being quiet.
being quiet, except for recently, I was a little inebriated. I was a little, am I being really loud still?
No, you're not. I'm just, like, concerned about the spillage. We're gonna go for one.
Okay. I was a little under the influence recently, and I had the ear munchies, and nothing could be loud enough. I needed sound screaming in my ears. So sometimes sound is in, but oh, she's going. Why don't you just keep one on and like one behind your ear?
Spillage would be bad.
No, like this.
Behind my ear? I'm busy.
No, like this. One's
I'm
on.
I'm busy.
And one's behind.
It's okay. I'll just cause hearing damage. There's so much wax in there anyway.
Out.
It's just blocking all the sound.
Out. Having ear wax blockage.
Oh my god, so true. In
earwax removal.
Not having to go to your PCP before you get your I have to make an appointment
to
see my regular
referral.
Doctor to get a referral.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that. But
out medical confusion. Why is the medical system so confusing? I don't understand how insurance works. I do not understand how my doctor works. I had to request to refill my prescription 5 times to 2 different pharmacies.
Good.
And the lady, when I eventually finally got to pick up my meds, she was like, so do you need another refill? Because I think there was probably 50 requests for refills on her computer. And I was like, no, just the one for
just
now.
Just this,
please.
I may have recently accidentally volunteered my sister to help my boss with Medicare. You know. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
There's another thing I needed to do that was medical that I thought of. Oh, I was thinking ahead about how I need to find an eye doctor.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Well, if you want to go to the Bay Area, Dean's sister can be your eye doctor.
Is she in network?
I don't fucking know. Let me call her. Yeah, hello? Are you in network?
Are you in Sarah's network?
Are you in
I don't know
Sarah's
what
network.
Sarah's network is, but are you in it?
Are you in it?
Amazing. You know what I think is out? Yeah. Valentine's Day. I don't care. It's been done. Like, ad nauseum we've done Valentine's Day. What's in? What's...
Okay.
There's a follow-up. Okay. What's in is obscure, weirdly specific holidays. Like mm-hmm. why aren't we bewaring the Ides of every month? Like, we've bewared the Ides of March. But mm-hmm. what about April? What's going on in August?
About the Ides of March.
I think they're fun.
Like, I feel like we have this conversation every March.
What about the Ides of January, Kayla?
I gotta be honest with you. I don't remember what the Ides of March is.
It's the 15th. It's halfway.
What's
the It's when Julius mean? Caesar Half? Was... Yeah. It's when Julius Caesar was stabbed. That's why I beware the Ides of March, because some soothsayer was like, beware the Ides of March, and he was like, nah, I'm good, and then that's the day he got stabbed in the back on a set of floor.
Well, listen, his salad is great, so...
Yeah, he has a good salad. He
died a martyr, because that salad, to me, his death is worth that salad.
That fucks.
To me.
He was gonna die eventually anyway, we all do. Also... Sorry, I have one more thing that I wrote down as a weirdly specific holiday. I don't know if this holiday exists, but, like, why don't I get the day off work for National Jell-O Day?
I'm sure there's a National Jell-O Day. Speaking of holidays, someone – we were talking about – in our Discord, people were talking about exes recently. Recently, I mean today for us, but yes.
There is not a National Jell-O Day. There is, however, an – Eat Your Jell-O Day.
That sounds...
Which is a national day, and it's on July 12th.
All right, mark that down. I don't
Which is maybe the day that the last Harry Potter movie came out? That date's in my brain for some reason.
I mean, that is like halfway through the year. That's like Christmas in July or whatever. Beep, 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 beep,
beep. It came out on July 15th.
All right.
Maybe anyway. Maybe it's someone's birthday. Is that a member of 5 Seconds of Summer's birthday?
We're never going to get there. I was just trying to tell a story.
Well, Ashton's is the 7th. Is it Luke's?
Oh, no. Can we talk about Liam Payne's plastic surgery?
Luke's is July 16th. Liam Payne looks...
out? Plastic surgery. He looks 50 years older.
What happened to him?
Like, literally looking at the side-by-side pictures, he looks so much older with plastic surgery. Like, he's gaunt.
He looks like someone stuck rulers in his face and then sucked all the fat out.
Yeah.
It's not
I
want
to go
good.
Back to what I was saying, though.
Sorry, what was it to
See,
do
we
with
were
Jell-O?
Talking about we were talking about very specific holidays.
Yeah.
To celebrate instead of Valentine's Day, because Valentine's Day's out. In our Discord recently, a Barefoot Backpacker was saying that it's funny we talked about Croatia last week because it is home to the Museum of Broken Relationships, where people, like, put mementos from, like, axes and stuff. Mm. And Bagel said that she has a friend who every October 10th celebrates X Day, and she wears clothes that she's stolen from her exes.
I did see that.
I think that's a holiday we should all adopt, because I think that's funny.
I don't have anything.
And then I was telling the Discord that in my household, I've been referred to as the patron saint of regrets. Because I have been given by my roommates several mementos from past relationships that they, like, cannot hold on to at the moment. For like
what kinds of things?
Like, pictures and stuff that they, like, they want to keep and have later in life, but, like, right now they don't want. So they're
like a little figurine of a dog who speaks Spanish.
You know what's crazy that you say that? Because, like, yes, that's exactly what I have.
Okay, perfect.
Anyway, their tithes to me are these, and I'm the patron saint of regret. Anyway, in gummy vitamins.
Yeah.
I've recently started taking a gummy vitamin, and it's like a fun little snack in the morning. Just a silly little snack.
Good.
Okay.
You know what I think is out? Mm. Love triangles is a plot device.
Yeah.
Been there. Done that. Yeah. It's boring. They're so contrived. Like, I'm not into it. What's I in agree. Friendship triangles as a plot device? Your mom says you can only bring one friend to the carnival. Only one friend can go to the carnival with you. But you have two best friends. You only have one more ticket to the concert, but both of your friends are huge stans. What are you gonna do?
So that's like some, that is like even more stressful to me than a love triangle for some reason. Because the thing about that is that's like too real. I feel like yeah. everyone in their life has dealt with that situation of your family being like, you can bring one friend on our like little family road trip. And then you're like, well, now one of my friends is going to be sad. But like who actually finds themselves in a love triangle? Hot people?
Hot people, probably.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, also, I feel like with love triangles, like people expect relationships will either become your entire life or it will end. Whereas with friendships,
yeah. I was yawning.
I know you were, but it looked very silly. you look like a little baby dinosaur.
Thank you.
but with friendship, like, you don't expect it to end. And so, like, if you're in a love triangle, you expect one of them to win, you know?
Well, yeah, because in a love triangle, when it's, like, monogamy, it's like, well, right. when you pick one, you can't pick the other. When in friendship, just because you're friends with one person doesn't mean you can't be.
Which means you have to deal with the results of who you picked yes. moving forward in your relationship which with isn't these people.
Fun.
Yeah. And sometimes you just don't have only bad choices.
So true. In doing nothing.
Oh, so true.
Me and my therapist have been working a lot on my gifted kid burnout syndrome of being like, I have to do the productivity. And she's started assigning me leisure time as homework.
Oh my God.
So amazing. In nothing.
Now, see, I'm a little bit different.
Yeah, you need to do the opposite.
I have ADHD, and I do a lot of nothing and feel immense guilt about it the whole time.
Yeah.
Out. The Electoral College. I just think there's got to be a better way to do it.
There is. It's the popular vote.
There is. There it's is. It's tried and true.
It's proven.
So many others have done it. There is a better way. But instead, we're passing out votes like little candies and saying, you get 30 candies. Mm-hmm. But they all have to be the same flavor unless you're New Hampshire or the other state.
I'm losing you, but okay.
Just imagine little candies like the kind an old lady would give you. Uh-huh. Individually wrapped.
Okay.
Sometimes they melt. Sometimes they turn out to be a cough drop. I feel the need to have an in to go with each out, but I guess sure. I don't have to do that.
Let me look around my room.
You know what's in is this tiny desk vacuum that I talked about last week. I haven't even used it because there's still shit all over my desk, but it's just sitting right here, and I just think it's so charming and lovely.
I'm so happy for you. Out. Banning books, but in, I think, banning dictionaries. I think that if we're going to ban any book, here, go with me logically here.
Yeah.
Okay? The stupid people are like, we have to ban the book that has the gay character because it's going to turn my child gay or whatever. Yeah. They
Your kids
to
already
think
gay.
It's going to happen. Yeah. Your Honor, your child is already gay.
It's too late.
It's too late. But by that logic, the dictionary has all of the information.
It has every gay
including
word.
Including the word gay. And
trans.
Recently, demisexual.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, by that logic, encyclopedia, dictionary.
They probably would want to, like, redact thesaurus. It. They would just want to redact it.
Well, that doesn't seem, because they're banning all the other ones, so they
So they would keep all the stuff. Words like Fiscal conservatism. Fiscal conservatism. I fucked up the delivery.
Yeah, that's tough.
That fisting was real tough.
Fisting conservatism.
Fisting conservatism. Ugh. That was going to be good, and I fucked it
up. Well, I'm just saying, if they're going to ban the books, then ban the dictionary. That's all I'm saying. In library.
Mm.
Do you know?
Just one?
Yes. Do you know how many books you can read for free?
So many.
I've read so many books for free, and I don't even have to go to the library. They just come to my phone through the app.
Did you know that the entire audiobooks of all of the Hunger Games books are for free on Spotify and have been forever?
I knew that Spotify started doing audiobooks, but I thought they were all for money. I did not know.
Suzanne Collins said, fuck you.
I have, you know what seems to be in? We're in, now that the Hunger Games movies are on Netflix, I do.
Everyone's been talking about them. There's been so much discourse.
The Hunger Games renaissance, I think, is upon us. Which, like, isn't the new movie coming out soon? I feel like they must have done this on purpose.
Yeah. Well, there's, like, this weird group of people that are, like, kind of stands of the, what are they called? Like, the districts 1, 2, and 4, where, like, they train for the Hunger Games. The careers.
Interesting.
There are, like, people who have become, like, weird stands of the career tributes.
That doesn't quite make sense to me, but go off, I guess.
And then there are some conspiracy people who believe that Katniss was the chosen one, and that, like, President Snow, like, had his eye on her the whole time, and that it was only Prim's name in the bowl, and that he just didn't expect her to volunteer. But it's like the whole thing is that she is not, she is not the chosen one. Like Suzanne was like, hey, here's the thing. She's just some random bitch.
She's just some guy.
And that's the whole point, is that some random bitch can spark a revolution. Anyway. Out. Spam emails.
Yeah.
Out. Yelling at people on the internet. In. Driving to their home. Acquiring a very large boombox. Mm. And playing Bollywood music as loud as you can. Outside their window.
Why Bollywood?
7. I don't know. I just wanted something like lively and bright and loud, you know? Because, you know, even if they're a Bollywood music fan, which they
should
be.
It'll get old after a while.
But like, if it is full volume 24/7 when you're just trying to live your life, you know?
Out. Overhead lighting.
Yeah.
In. 1,000 other lights instead.
True. Or if you're gonna have overhead lighting, have it not be LED. No overhead.
True.
Only overhead.
Make it those yellow ones instead.
Or, which I know they're like worse for, like, they take up more electricity. Wow. Can't talk. And they like use up those like filaments and whatever. But there are some LED lights now that are intended to imitate incandescent bulbs. And those are the ones that we go for.
Yeah. Or just get the ones that are like, can be any color and you can just make it like yellow.
Yeah. Out. Diet culture.
I've been, I've never seen the movie Devil Wears Prada. I aspire to see it.
It's a good movie. I've seen it.
At this point, I've seen almost all of it through clips on TikTok. Out of order, though.
Florals for spring, groundbreaking.
But there's part of it where like Anne Hathaway is talking to the other assistant or whatever, Emily Blunt, and she's like, "Oh my god, you're so skinny." And Emily Blunt is like, "Thanks, I only eat a cube of cheese when I get tired or whatever." And I was just like, "What in the 90s? Hell."
Well, and then Gwyneth Paltrow recently like went viral for saying that she just eats bone broth.
Gwyneth Paltrow is.
Needs to be studied in a
wild
lab.
Wild individual. Also, isn't she on trial right now?
She is. She's on trial in Utah.
Because, like, her and some... What was he?
She ran into some guy skiing.
He's like a retired optometrist or something bougie.
Yeah.
And they ran into each other skiing, but now they're trying to figure
They're suing each other because he says that she hit him and she says that he hit her.
And
but
it's like,
one of them
cares?
Was behind the other. So, like... There's gotta be a way to figure that out based off of what happened to them.
But like, now they're like in court with a jury, and I'm like, is this the time to do this?
I don't know. No, out diet culture. Yeah. I think it's bad. In eating food.
Yeah.
It's also in your body when you eat it. Because it's in. Food isn't bad.
Yeah, you need it, actually.
You need it to survive. Don't eat just one raw oat. Eat two raw oats.
Single raw oat.
Eat two, if that makes
at
you happy.
At least two.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just looking at my box of Cheerios, and my brain was like, yeah, raw oats.
Raw oats. I think in for me recently has been bubblegum. I've been in a big bubblegum phase of my life.
Mm-hmm. Very Paris Hilton of you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's very Y2K resurgence. Mm-hmm. Trendy, you know.
You know what's out? Saying that Amanda Bynes was found naked in the street.
Who's saying that? What are you talking about?
Recently, Amanda Bynes was admitted into a psychiatric hospital.
I did not hear anything about this.
She admitted herself.
Great. Good for
her. She had a psychiatric event.
Uh-huh.
And she found herself naked on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And she flagged a car down. And called 911, and then she checked herself into a facility. Yes. But all of the headlines were like, Amanda Bynes found naked on the street, forced to go to a psychiatric facility. But it's like, no, she had the wherewithal to like realize that she was going through something, that she needed help. Like, she did a good job.
That's fucked up.
I know. Those poor Disney kids.
Yeah, they're... apparently Lindsay Lohan is pregnant.
I think I heard that.
My friend sent me a tweet that was like, this is the perfect opportunity for a Parent Trap 2 where Annie and Hallie are pregnant at the same time.
Oh my God.
And then their children get switched at birth. Which, like, to me, though, that's not very compelling because it's like, oh no, my mom's identical twin, my aunt raised me instead. Like, not to say who cares, but also like,
yeah.
It's not like it's a stranger.
Also, what? Were you one of those weird things where like you married identical twins also?
And then your kids are siblings and people you all live in the same house.
People who do that on purpose. I'm like, girl,
why are you living in the same house? Girl, what? Get a life.
TikTok recently about this guy on TikTok who a couple years ago was like, I would like to marry a stranger, like for a bit. Like, I would like to legally marry a stranger. So he got a bunch of applications. He ended up marrying this one girl. 2 years later, they're still married.
I think I've seen this.
They're happy as could be.
Honestly, slay.
Good for them. It's a fanfic shit. Out, not tipping your tattoo artist. In, tipping your tattoo artist.
You have to tip them.
There's been a lot of restaurant tipping in the USA discourse on Twitter recently, and it's been pissing me off so much. Well, there are some Europeans, mostly, who are like, no. Who are like, no, I refuse to tip 20% because it's an exploitative system and the employer should be paying the employees their due wages, which is true. However,
but that's not you not tipping isn't gonna
you
fix
not
it.
Tipping 20% just means that your waiter, a blue collar worker who is performing a service for you, all that means is that they can't pay for their fucking groceries now. Wow, you got him.
You know what this reminds me of? There's this episode of, I think it's called like Restaurant Hell or something. It's one of Gordon Ramsay's shows where he goes to restaurants that are failing and he like yells at them and fixes it or whatever.
Puts them between a sandwich.
Yeah. And there's an episode where he finds out that all of the waiters' tips just go to the owner. Listen, it's like the whole episode is bananas. Because then Gordon Ramsay starts going up to customers and he's like, do you know that this like tip you're giving your waitress like isn't going to your waitress, it's going to the owner? And all the customers are like, what the fuck? Because it's fucked up.
Yeah. But there was one person who like really fucking pissed me off because in her bio she was like, I'm a socialist. And then she was like, I refuse to tip more than 10% because it's wrong because the system is wrong. And it's like, what? And so you think you're going to fix it by making it so this person can't fucking feed themselves this week? Like, what the fuck is your problem? The system is bad. It needs to be fixed. You doing that is not helping. Don't come here if you're not willing to pay for it. I've gone off again.
She's off. She's gone.
It's built in.
In unions.
Yeah.
That's all.
Oh, yeah. In the LAUSD strike happening right now, the public school district in Los Angeles, second largest in the country, the teachers and the school staff are on strike right now. And that is in. Out the bitches who won't pay them their due.
Bitches.
I drove past them picketing because I drive past a middle school every day. I live near one on my way to work. I live near one always, but I drive past it on my way to work.
Wait, yeah, wait a second.
And they were picking it outside, and I was like, oh my god, should I do it? And I gave them a little honk honk.
That's very good.
It was very brave of me.
You're so brave.
I know. Out. Internet discourse, just in general, I think it's annoying. Stop talking. Stop talking just about things.
Stop talking. No one talk anymore. Out. Instagram being stupid. Just go back to being Instagram. Just go back out. To pictures. What are you doing?
Out. Twitter putting shit on your feed of people you don't follow, but not telling you that it's people you don't follow. And then there's so much random shit on your feed. Elon, what the fuck are you doing? You're a piece of shit and I hate you.
Do you not have the separate for you and following pages on your Twitter?
I do, but here's the thing. I don't dislike the for you page in the way that it used to be.
Yes.
Which was the people you would follow, you would see their shit. And then their likes. And then you would see sometimes recommended posts, but they would always be identified as recommended posts.
Yeah, it is confusing though.
And there have been, first of all, not only do they not identify them anymore, but there have been a lot more of them. Like it's like half my feed.
Yeah. If I use the For You feature, I don't see any people I follow.
Yeah.
Like ever. Which also, I feel like no one I follow is tweeting anymore, so that's probably part of it.
I don't tweet from my main boy.
No.
All the heat's on the stand Twitter.
Yeah. Gotta you know go what? Find
There's
it.
Also a lot of their discourse, and I think it should stop.
Everyone stop talking.
Stop talking.
Stop it.
Out being loud. In being quiet. Being we quiet. Said it at the top just and we'll say it again.
Sitting. Just sit. Everyone just sit down.
Just sit. Unless you can't for medical reasons.
We say as we loudly speak on our public podcast.
Hey, you can turn it off. Nobody's stopping you.
Yeah,
we already got the download.
Go away, actually. What are you doing here?
Out. Undercooked chicken.
Yeah, it's that's just, been... Oh.
It's really not good.
That could kill you.
Yeah. In... juicy chicken that's fully cooked. I'm hungry.
I can tell.
In gay rat weddings.
True. I love gay in rat wedding.
Capybara. Capybara, capybara, capybara. My enunciation wasn't good and I fucked it
Why
up.
Why is the internet so enamored with capybara? Like, they just like the animal of
capy isle.
Okay.
Top 5 evil capybara. Numero 5. No, 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 no. Capy not evil. Capy nice. And remember, capy is slay. My coworker recently got on capybara TikTok. And it's been a delight for me. And we share the Amazon for work. And I saw that in her search history had been like capybara, like plushies stuffed in.
Oh, no. Good.
In Meatball the dog, my coworker, mm-hmm. wearing a yellow raincoat.
Okay.
I'll send you a picture.
Okay. I mean, like, yeah, that sounds it. I also like your coworker, Stevie Nicks. The blind rat dog.
My blind rat queen. I love her so much. I have never been charmed by little tiny rat dogs. She's literally 2 pounds. She's a Yorkie. She's
fugly.
I love her so much. She's so ugly.
She's cute, but she also ugly.
She's amazing. Recently I let my employer know that I would need a day off of work for the August E concert.
Uh-huh.
And my coworker said, what's the concert? Because I didn't say it. I just said it was a concert. And I said, August E, aka my BTS bias. It's a miracle I even got tickets. And her response was, those are certainly words.
I feel like that's every conversation I have with my boss. He's just like, alrighty.
Well, she's an older millennial, and I'm a zillennial. And we have a lot of things in common, but we have discovered that our generational divide is Tumblr.
Ah.
I had a Tumblr. I used Tumblr. I was an active user of the Tumble machine. She had a LiveJournal. And figured out that's what the generational divide between the two of us is. So.
Out. Sad beige toys for sad beige babies.
For sad beige
children. Why are we doing that? Why are you making your toys so sad?
Children do need color.
It's like research.
Have you seen the goth children baby?
Children need contrasting. The Have baby the that goth? Has the creepy doll? That's a different baby, I think.
No, like there's an emo baby who like loves wearing black.
I've not seen this baby.
Oh, it's pretty good. Because like the parents are like, there's like a whole like, you like emo baby room, and like people are like, no, that kid needs color, and they were like, okay, come with me, and then they open the door to the next room. And it was just, but like it's like Victor, like Wednesday Addams, like
interesting.
Is it called like goth baby? I can't remember exactly.
There's
what it
a
is.
Toddler I've seen on TikTok that is enamored with this like very creepy life-size doll that her aunt got her because her parents were like, no. And she'll just like carry it around. But it's like the size of a child. And sometimes she like puts it on roller skates and like rolls it around the house. And it's a very scary looking doll.
Good. I'm sending you the gothic baby.
Okay. Oh, Meatball does look very nice in his little coat.
Mm-hmm.
He does look very good.
And also apparently like the gothic baby's dad is like a semi like niche famous guy, and he's like,
I've seen this baby before. I didn't know it was a gothic baby though.
But apparently the dad is like semi niche famous, and he's like, doesn't matter anymore, I'm now just gothic baby's dad.
Wow, this is a gothic baby. That why her room looks like Halloween.
It's amazing.
That's very silly. Out. Seeing. I've seen enough.
I've seen enough.
Personally. And I would not like to see anymore.
Yeah. Out this episode of the podcast. In the poll. What is it?
Oh. Get out of my room.
Get out of my room, she says.
Get out. Out of my room.
Out? Of the closet.
Out? What's... We'll ask people, what's in?
What's in?
Yeah, should let me know. Should we do an open-ended what's yeah. in? Or, what like, are, give them choices? What's
what are the kids What are the kids up to these days?
Yeah.
We've gotten a little old, so, like, we need to be kept, yeah. you know, in check.
I will admit, there's been a few times recently where I have had to look up what a trend means, and yeah. it has felt incredibly shameful.
Every time I mention something that's, like, popular among the Gen Z kids, like, even the ones that, you know, like, my older millennial coworker, she's completely familiar with, my boss thinks I am, like, a genius and so funny. Like, yeah. the other day, I said, phone eats first.
Oh, no.
And he
that's
was
not
like,
even good.
And he was like, oh, that's so good. That's so funny. And I was like, I did not make that up.
Oh. The other day, we were having like every Monday, we have an all company meeting. Everyone gets on and they present little company updates or whatever. And someone was presenting and the slide deck was looking really nice. And so I was in the like chat, I was like at design team, like the slide deck today looks very slick. Cause I'm like friends with a lot of people in the design team and they make the slide decks. Yeah. So I was like, oh, slide deck is looking very slay. And then everyone in the chat was like, I just had to look up slay means. You're like, oh my God, what's slay? All these people.
You work at a company that targets young adults and teenagers.
If we get into this too much, I will actually get very angry.
Yes. That is not very slayful at all.
I'm very aware and I will get angry about it. So we have to not talk about that part of it. But so then everyone was like, ha ha ha, slay. And then at the end of the meeting, our CEO comes back on. And he's like, oh, you know, these things going well, blah, 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 blah. You know, we have to, like, keep motivated, whatever. And he goes, and as Kayla said, we just have to keep slaying it. And I was like, please, please don't bring me into this. Please.
Don't say keep slaying it.
Please.
Like, grammatically, that makes sense, but that's not how you use it.
Everyone in the chat is like, oh, my God, yes, slay, slay, slay. And I was like, oh.
Slay queen.
I was so embarrassed to be part of that.
Did you not feel Bonita?
I did not feel Bonita.
Oh, that's too bad, because you look Bonita.
Thank you. Anyway, tell us what's in and out.
Tell us what's Bonita. I really thought that was the voice of Josh Gad. It's not.
Who is it?
It's from South Park.
Oh.
I know.
Josh Gad does sound like South Park.
No, sorry. It's not. It was Family Guy, not South Park.
He also sounds like Family Guy. So.
Yeah. But I was really, I was so convinced it was Josh Gad. I was like, that's Olaf. That is Elder, the
Cunningham?
Not, Cunningham, yeah. Anyway, cool. What's in? What's out? Let us know. Or don't.
That's fine.
Or be silent. Who cares?
Who can? Don't speak.
Put and the don't discourse
be,
away.
And don't be within my eyesight. I've don't seen speak. Enough. I've seen enough.
What's your beef in your juice this week? My juice is new gym and music. Mm-hmm. My beef is why is everyone naked?
Yeah.
It's not like beef. I'm
fake
fine.
Beef.
I'm fine with it in this context.
Yeah.
But like.
Overwhelming.
Overwhelming. Shocking. Why do I see your titties? Why do I have to see the horrible words that people use to refer to Jimin's nipples?
I don't love that.
I made a tweet about it and it only got 4 likes and I was like, that's too bad. This could have been a banger.
Could have been a hit tweet.
Don't call them pepperonis.
Oh. Okay, people have said that. That's like not just him though. People
I know, but in this context. Also, people have referred to them as jipples because they're Jimin.
That's funny. That one I think is funny.
Choco chips.
Okay, you don't have to bring me into this or them.
What was the other one? There was one.
That's
other
enough.
One.
Be silent. What did we say?
No discourse.
Be silent. My beef is all of that.
Uh huh.
My juice is that I've been listening to this audiobook, and then it got to the part of the book. I feel like I talked about this last week. Or maybe it was in therapy. I know I talked about it in therapy, but anyway, it got to like the, you know, the third act conflict or whatever, and it was
you did talk
me...
about this last week.
Yeah. Okay, so it's making me very sad, and I like haven't listened to it in a week. But then today, I was very brave, and
you're so
I listened to it, and I got through the bad part. Now there's only an hour left, which like, considering what's going on right now, I don't quite understand how we're gonna resolve this in an hour.
Okay.
If I'm being honest with you, besties.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'll keep you posted next week.
I don't even know what book this is.
It's called The Ones We Burn.
Oh, you did tell us that.
It's
last week.
It's gay. It's lesbian witch and princess and...
Windsor.
And fantasy drama and everyone a lot of death.
I apologize for saying Wincest because it sounded like Wincest, which is Winchester incest from Supernatural.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
You should be.
Great. You can tell us about your beef, your juice, your silence on discourse.
Don't tell us about anything, actually. Just be silent.
No, just be silent.
Just say nothing.
You can be silent on our social media at SoundsBigPod.
Just add us and then put a couple spaces.
Some spaces.
And we'll know.
Maybe like a sparkle emoji.
We'll know.
Yeah.
Do your best emoji that you think represents silence.
Oh, so true.
Now fish I have flag. To figure out what that is. Fish flag for sure.
Just wind. You can tell us about your beef, your juice. What do you mean I've been signed out? You must sign in again to save changes to this file. This is what I fucking get.
I just sent you an emoji that I think this is silence.
I think that's good. This is what I fucking get for still using my Yumish fucking thing because I have to re-log in and re-authenticate with Duolingo. Not Duolingo.
Nope.
Duo. With two-factor authentication once every week, and they're taking away my unlimited storage anyway. So, like, what the fuck? Anyway, I just had to re-log and re-authenticate myself just so I could see the fucking patrons.
I'm just sending you a lot of emojis that I think are silent.
I see that, and I'm choosing to ignore it because I need to do this. Our $5 patrons who are promoting this week are Sam, Savannah Cozart, Scott Ainsley, and Sophia P. I hope you all have a favorite emoji. You don't have to. It's okay if you don't. Our $10 patrons who are promoting something this week are Arkness, who would like to promote the Trevor Project, Allison McGuire, who would like to promote Arden Gray by Ray Sturve, Benjamin Ibarra, who would like to promote Tabletop Games, and David Harris, who would like to promote the Cradle Book series by Will Wright. I also, Derek and Carissa, but that's five. Derek and Carissa would like to celebrate the seniors who got into college of their choice and support who are still waiting or didn't. And I would also like to apologize to Derek and Carissa. You don't know why I'm apologizing, but I did accidentally delete you from my document. I think last week or the week before. But because you emailed us changing your thing, it made me realize that you were gone for some reason. So
don't even worry about it, actually.
Our other $10 patrons are Al Bitter, My Aunt Jeannie, Maggie Capelba, Martin, Giselle, Maddie, Potato, Purple Haze, Barefoot Backpacker, Song of Storm, The Stevens, Real Tale. Our $15 patrons are Andrew Hillam. Changeling and Alex, the Ace Cat, have bumped back up to 15, baby.
Oh, worm.
I have them down for starshipchangeling.net, but then Changeling said that he might be doing something different, and then I did not look any further into that.
I don't know that they've told us, so that's on them.
Okay. Click for Caroline, who would like to promote Ace of Hearts, Dia Chappelle, who would like to promote twitch.tv/melanydia, Hector Maria, who would like to promote Friends that are supportive, constructive, and help you grow as a better person, John Young, who would like to promote Merp, Kezia Root, who would like to promote the people who come into your life just for a small time, but right when you need the math, who would like to promote catching up on the podcast after 2 years, Nathaniel White, who would like to promote NathanielJWhiteDesigns.com, Kayla's Aunt Nina, who would like to promote KateMaggart.com, and Sarah Jones, who's at Eternal Lolly everywhere. Our $20 patrons are Sabrina Hawk, Christmas, and Dragonfly, who would like to promote being silent. Thanks for listening. Tune in next Sunday for more of us New Year's, or don't. I don't.
And until then,
a little bit. I care a little bit.
Till then, take good care of your cows.
Stay tuned.
I sent you a bonus contest.
Oh no. Hey, what's up, Frog? There's a frog in there. It is Wednesday, my dudes. Hold on, question for you. It is Wednesday, my dudes.
I know that's just like that vine.
Yeah, it's just a vine.
Yes.
But is that related at all to frogs in the meme world, or is that just my dad?
I don't think the original vine has anything to do with frogs.
It doesn't, but like, has it become associated with frogs? Because my dad, every Wednesday in the family group chat, sends a "It is Wednesday, my dudes" message, and it is usually frog related. And I don't know if that's my dad or...
I don't know, because like... I used to have Frog Fridays with a friend group of mine where every Friday everyone would send a frog picture. It is Wednesday, my dude's frog. Oh, know your meme. Okay.
I mean, he does kind of look like a frog in the video. He's wearing a Spider-Man.
Wednesday, my dude's refers to an exploitable image of a Buggets frog paired with the text, "It's Wednesday, my dude's." The image is frequently parodied due to the comedic look of the frog.
Okay, so it is frog related. That's not
the original image originates from a post on Tumblr in 2014.
Really? Just 2014? Well, today my dad didn't send anything frog related. He sent a video of a dog humping a pillow and then it fell off.
Okay, so the Tumblr came first and the Vine came second, actually.
Huh.
So it was always frog and then it was always Vine. Frog. And he's imitating the frog scream.
Amazing.
So your dad was right.
Wow.
Should we start the podcast?
Yeah, my dad's always about, like, I don't know, at least 5 weeks behind on memes. Sometimes up to, like, 4 years behind on memes because he gets them all from Imgur. Anyway, I'll just put this at the end. Bye.